Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 23rd of October, recording at 6:17 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here. As far as the Asian stock markets are concerned, it was a bit mixed, although some of the best strength, possibly the best strength overall, came in Japan. That's important given the size of that market. And in Europe, down, up, down, and closing with some reasonable gains near the higher side of the day. And the main reason for that was that Wall Street has been quite strong here today. I believe Walmart's earnings had helped it to today's gains. But as I speak, the Dow's up 108 and 7 on the S&P and 15.5 on the NASDAQ composite, so that would be another new high for the Dow and the S&P, I imagine. So quite a buoyant. That's despite, or possibly because of softer government bonds in here. I'll say more about that in a moment. The U.S. dollar is firm in here today, pretty well offsetting the downward dynamic that we had seen, small downward dynamic that we saw last week against the European currencies. Oil is also weak. There's a contract change or spot month change, which means that, well, the implication of it is that the expiring month was selling at a contango, so we're back on new lows here, but on the continuation chart that we show, first month continuation chart, well, the spot month for oil, for instance, which hit a new reaction low on Friday, that contract has expired. The current contract is above that earlier reaction low, but it's still trading at 58.46, and that's down 87 cents. In here today. So oil is still weak, and that hit the precious metals here today. Gold down almost 10 as I speak. Silver 27.9 on the palladium, and I think we had, just trying to see, the N9 down on the platinum here as well. Grains and beans, I see they were down, but now up on the soybeans. I should have rolled my position forward. And yes, the wheat and corn have reversed declines and are both up on the day. The patterns look like consolidations, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if they ran again on the upside. Okay, well, what's going on here? Well, certainly stock markets are behaving very much, as I've said all along, that we had completed that predictable consolidation correction, I beg your pardon, a predictable medium-term correction that was expected for the second and third quarters of this year. And the action that we saw last week, I think I described as looking very much like a consolidation, and rather than any kind of serious resistance. And today's action would tend to support that conclusion. You can never rule out a little bit more consolidation because we only saw a few days of it. But certainly Wall Street is pretty strong in here today. I don't personally, you know, I'm bullish overall here, and have acted accordingly in both my investment account and my trading account. But I personally do not feel that another consolidation or a bit of volatility, I do not feel that it's all that far away, because these bond markets continue to deteriorate. Now, at the moment, that's a source of fuel for equities, because just as people switched money out of equities in May and June and put it into bonds, we're seeing some of that money coming back and go out of bonds and going into equities. But as those yields pick up, it will cause problems. It will definitely cause problems for the global stock markets. Now, currently, we only have gilts testing their lows. Now, when the others test their lows, let alone go through, and I'm talking about prices. So when the long-dated government bond yields go through their highs, that will certainly create a strong headwind for global stock markets. Now, what else to mention here? Well, there's certainly no inflationary pressure coming from oil prices right now. Rather the opposite. That's the bullish support for stock markets, and particularly oil sector aside, and also for government bonds to a lesser extent, but they are heading back down anyway. Bond prices, yields pushing back up despite the weak oil price. That suggests that nobody believes that the oil price is going to stay down at these levels. And I certainly don't believe that the oil price is going to stay down at these levels. And as you know, there are other inflationary pressures that we can see. They're from other commodities. More seriously, there's a certain amount of wage pressure that has crept back into the system. Not serious enough to cause a big problem. But a point that I had made in previous broadcasts, certainly over the last few weeks, I had said, and probably over the last few months, I said that regarding interest rates, short-term interest rates, that the central banks would take their cue from the markets. And remember, they're in the business of managing inflation expectations. But if they see, and they know that they have created a fair amount of inflation in the system. Now, the point I want to reiterate here is if stock markets are quite strong and GDP growth appears to be stronger than generally forecast, and I'm an optimist on GDP growth in here for the rest of this year, 2000 and 2007, if the GDP growth is firmer coming off this slowdown than people had expected, in other words, no savage reaction in terms of the house price correction in the United States and so on, as I suspect will be the case, then with the stock market strong, the economy reasonably strong, the Fed and other central banks would clearly be more tempted to nudge interest rates up a little higher at some stage next year to offset inflationary pressures, and the ECB will probably do it before year end. So that's the situation, and that could quickly turn into another headwind for stock markets once again. But having just seen that big medium-term correction off the May highs, I don't think it's a risky environment. I think it's still quite a positive bullish environment, but we will not see stock markets moving up over progressive weeks as we have seen for the last several weeks, is the only point I'm trying to make. We can expect to see somewhat more volatile conditions return. Okay, industrial metals still very, very strong. Some of them hitting new highs in here again today. Precious metals still under the cloud of or the shadow of the oil price, and the stronger dollar didn't hurt in here either. I'm sure I was stopped out of my gold today. I've been frantically busy here today, and I haven't. I know I can only have been stopped out of my gold positions, and I didn't have much there. I suspect it'll be at a modest profit, but I'll have to check those figures and post that tomorrow. Now, what I do want to reiterate, though, is that I am still very much of the view that the precious metals are in a buying region down here, but I haven't been loading up on futures, as you know. Again, I think if someone was just buying the spot material, a silver bullion fund, the gold bullion funds, then I would think this is a good time to be nibbling away on this weakness. A year from now, I think you'd probably be quite happy, let alone a decade from now. But for those of us who use the futures on the leveraged trading, it's a choppy, iffy environment. and it looks like that's going to last a little more. I think my strategy will be to step back in. Weakness in the short term, since I'm out of my gold and silver positions right now, I would quite welcome to do a little bit more nibbling, but I will keep positions small. I will not have big positions until I can leverage up in a trending market behind trailing stops. That's the important message to make. Meanwhile, the hottest game in town is still this grain and bean complex. That's wheat, corn, and soybeans. And the wheat and the corn have been leading, so they are obviously the better positions overall. And that's it for another day. More tomorrow. All the best. Bye bye.